WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and ABC always streaming News, on the Civic Media
I'm
app.
Andy Field. At least six people have died in large wildfires burning on the island of Maui. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke asking tourists on Maui to go home.
As of this morning, planes were landing on Maui with tourists. This is not a safe place to be. In certain parts of Maui, we have shelters that are overrun.
They're deploying the National Guard to help. Today marks day 100 of the Writers Guild strike. Writer John Hoffman says they're trying to stay positive.
I'm very hopeful for end in sight, if it's fair.
There's been no real movement or talks with studios. A Utah man accused of making violent threats against President Biden was shot and killed by FBI agents hours before the president was expected to land in that state. The American mom and daughter kidnapped nearly 2 weeks ago in Haiti have been freed. That's according to an aid organization. Stocks ending the day lower on Wall Street, the Dow losing 191 points. This is ABC News. 41 people now believed dead after a migrant boat capsized off Tunisia. Former Las Vegas Raiders player Henry Ruggs now sentenced to prison for killing a woman in a fiery crash while driving drunk at speeds of up to 156 miles per hour. Happened nearly 2 years ago. He'll serve 3 to 10 years. Federal Reserve Board's decisions are taking a toll on American banks. Moody's downgrading the ratings of 10 mid-sized banks and another 6 larger banks now being reviewed.
A key issue at play here is higher interest rates. They force banks to pay their customers more money on their savings, especially for those high-yield savings accounts. We're, of course, also seeing how higher interest rates affect consumers. For the first time ever, we have seen that Americans' credit card debt is now above $1 trillion.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The annual Perseid meteor shower reaching its peak this weekend. Best viewing will be Saturday night into early Sunday morning. Andy Field, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Green Bay Police Department now has more Narcan to help people with opioid overdoses. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call was in Green Bay yesterday. Narcan can quickly restore normal breathing to a person if their breathing has stopped or slowed because of an opioid overdose. The money to pay for it comes from the millions Wisconsin is getting from lawsuits against opioid makers, distributors, and pharmacies. More than 31,000 doses of Narcan have been distributed to law enforcement agencies across Wisconsin. A charity that serves immigrants and refugees in Northeast Wisconsin is in its new location. Community Services Agency is better known to many as CAMHSA. It started out in Trinity Lutheran Church in Green Bay in 2017, but it needed a more suitable space, so now they're in the BMO Harris Bank on South Military Avenue. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan. Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome, everybody.
We can cash it out together.
What I'd like to know is, have you ever recorded an encounter with police officers? Either your own or someone else's, someone that you know or a complete stranger. I'm curious about this one because this is a fairly recent phenomena, right? So I want to know, have you recorded any encounter with a police officer, either your own, someone else's that you know, or a complete stranger? Why or why not? Would you consider doing so now? 844-967-2789. Like, this wasn't a thing 15 years ago, right? Like, people weren't walking around with, like, one-touch video cameras. And now folks are. And I think it's having an impact. So if you're a person that has recorded yourself, please call in. If you've recorded someone else, call in and tell me about this. 844-967-2789. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Recording police encounters. Do you have personal experience? Also, a couple of programming and public service announcements. First of all, Anya and I are pumped when y'all call with female lead singer or female-led bands or female great artists that need to be elevated on our show. Yes. Please keep bringing that. But do not call with that.
Don't call me.
Don't call me. I'll call you. No, if you've got suggestions for tunage on the Maggie Dawn Show, please do feel free to text us or watch us live on our Facebook stream, and then you can comment on the show, and we will hook it up and hopefully give you a shout-out. So keep those suggestions coming, just not on the telephone. All right. Also, Civic Media, we are still trying to help out with a blood drive, and here is the shtick. You will qualify for a prize package, as I understand things, if you take a photo that basically you donating blood or with your filled pint or whatever, and you put it up on social and hashtag Civic Pints. This will qualify you for some fun things. Am I getting this mostly right, Anya?
You're getting this absolutely right. If you go to civicmedia.us/giveblood, there's going to be a form there. You can put your information in that photo through. And guess what? Good things come to those who donate. If you donate before the end of this month, we are still giving away state fair tickets, is my understanding. We're still giving away Brewers tickets, and there is Civic Media swag bags. you want one of these. I don't know what's in it, but you want it. It's good stuff.
I'm going to have to donate blood so I can find out what's in the Civic Media swag bag. Like, mm-hmm. I am intrigued. It's also just the right thing to do. I am a regular blood donor. I think I've got that blood. Is it O positive? That's like the universal blood type. Whenever I can, I cough it up. So you should too. I love it. What is it? Those who, what was the line? I loved that.
Oh, good things come to those who donate. Cause I was going to say good things come to those who wait, but if you wait too long, August will be over and your blood will still have value, but not to us. So
right. No swag bag value,
no swag bag, no tickets, but you know, get out there, give blood. It'll be great.
So today the topic I threw out there is, have you recorded interactions with the police? Why or why not? Right. Did you always do this if you're a younger person? Right. And the reason that I'm asking the question is that there was a super interesting article in the Washington Post about this, and I'm going to tell you about it. But please, I want to hear from you about your experiences. 844-967-2789. We've got an unnamed texter that says that they recorded police interactions on a regular basis during the Wisconsin uprising. Well, yeah, right? Like, I went to some of those marches, the Black Lives Matter marches in Milwaukee, and I saw a lot of folks doing that because you have exactly two values coming together again, if I can put it in terms that hopefully we can at least agree, express things in positive value-based terms. And the first one is First Amendment expression, right? We're dissatisfied with the police and we're going to take to the streets to express that. That is as American as it gets, right? And on the other hand, generally business and neighborhood desire to not have their lives disrupted too much and to be sure that crime doesn't happen. But boy, did that play out in a whole bunch of different ways. And I think we've all seen video, regardless of what our political views about the Black Lives Matter movement may be, that I think is really disturbing when it comes to any group of people in the United States trying to express their First Amendment rights. So that was my first experience with people recording police interactions and me being proximate to that. What is your experience? 844-967-2789. This one, I think, is a really complicated question. I think, you know, any cop that's interacting with a member of the public, particularly in a public place, hey, that's fair game, right? Like, you're out on a public street, people can record you. I also think that when people know that they're being watched, in general, all else being equal, right, people tend to do their jobs differently. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about this Washington Post article, which came out, I believe, yesterday, and we just didn't have time in yesterday's show to get to this. And it's a very interesting article because basically, there's a whole bunch of folks out there that now basically are doing this as almost a job. So it's not necessarily the case that they happen to end up adjacent to a situation where someone's having a police encounter. It's not that they're videotaping their own police encounter, although some of these people started that way. But there is a whole cottage industry, apparently mostly on YouTube, but it gets picked up by other social media channels where people are recording other people's interactions with the cops and sometimes trying to provide legal advice to the people that are having the interaction with the police officers. Things like, you don't have to give them your ID, right? Like, it goes from the aggressive side of the spectrum. So, and they call these folks First Amendment auditors. And what they're talking about is, hey, people have a right